you know any names for small piles of hay raked up in a field?
Small piles.
Yes, sir. What would you call that?
Well, we call them hay carts.
All right. Just think about how much time we have left on that. Where do you keep your cows?
In the pasture.
All right. If you keep them in a special shelter when it's raining, what do you call that?
Shed.
All right. What do you call the place where you keep your horses?
I call it the stable.
All right. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
The cow pen.
Where do you keep hogs and pigs?
Keep them in the hog pen.
All right. Does this have a shelter or is it open?
It's open.
How about where we get milk and butter from now? What do you call that place? Where they make milk and butter now?
Dairy.
All right. It asks if the word dairy has any other meanings for you.
Dairy. I'd think not.
It refers to maybe a place where people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigeration. Did you call that a dairy where you kept milk and butter to keep it cool?
No, we used to put it in the spring. If we had no spring, we'd put it in the well. I helped cool my milk in the well.
Okay.
Open wells, not the dug wells.
I see.
But usually in the spring, we...
What do you call a place around the barn where you let cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
Barnyard.
What do you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Pasture.
Is it fenced or not?
It is.
I know you've raised cotton, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
What kind of work do you do when you raise cotton? What are some of the terms
that you use? Well, you, after planting, you chop it. So much to do. Ply it up, plow it, and then when it's ripe, you pick it.
Okay. What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Fowler.
My granddaddy, my other name is Gist. Do you know the Gist family?
Gist, no.
My granddaddy Gist used to say that the only way you could get rid of Johnson grass was to move off and leave it there.
Well, that applies for Bermuda. It don't for Johnson grass. It's sitting there for Bermuda.
Cotton and corn grow in a what?
Field.
How about tobacco?
It grows in the field.
Okay.
Too.
What things would you say were growing in a patch?
Patch, a small plot of land.
That's different from a field. It's
yeah,
smaller than a field.
Okay. Than a field.
How about a lot?
Lot? Well, that's about the same as a patch.
All right. What kind of fences do you have around yards and gardens? Some of the different kinds of fences. We're talking about a pretty fence now that you put around the flowers maybe to keep the chickens out.
Net wire, what I would say.
Okay, how about one that's made out of little strips of wood?
Palings.
And what kind of fence, wire fence, that you might catch your pants on if you tried to climb over? What do you call that fence? It's wire and has little sticky things on it.
Barbed wire.
What do you call the kind of fence made out of split rails that you lay zigzag?
That's a rail fence.
Okay. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the what?
Holes.
All right. What do you call just one of them?
This way?
Just one of those that you dig a hole for is called a what?
Panel.
Okay. Panel. What do you call a fence or a wall made of loose rock that you might take out of the field? You go out and gather up some loose rock in the field and build a fence out of it. What would you call that? That kind of fence.